Navigating the nuances of both romance and friendship is often tricky, but it's particularly so for people with developmental disorders. A new program is using the arts to teach women with such disabilities how to have meaningful relationships while protecting themselves from all too common sexual abuse. Marianne Combs reports, and this is a warning to listeners, some of the language used in this story is sexually explicit.
So here we are. We're going to chat a little bit. We're gonna talk about some girl stuff right now.
Each Wednesday morning, a group of about a dozen women gather to talk about health, sex, and relationships. They range in age from their mid-20s to their late 50s. Two of them are confined to wheelchairs. Upstream Arts Executive Director Julie Guidry says for many of these women, it's the first time they've had any sort of sex education.
Individuals with disabilities are often perceived in many instances to be infantile in their relationships or maybe asexual, and it's just not true. Individuals with disabilities are just as likely to have a physical relationship, to have sex, to have complicated relationships.
Upstream Arts has been working with people with disabilities for 10 years, teaching them basic communication skills for both social and work situations. Last year, it added its class, The Art of Relationships. Over the course of 12 weeks, the class covers sexual and reproductive health, healthy relationships, and perhaps most importantly, how to say no. According to the National Center on Domestic and Sexual Violence, as many as 83% of females with developmental disabilities are the victims of sexual assault. Health educator Katie Thune.
A lot of it is family or friends. And that really breaks my heart. That's not okay. That hurts.
The experiences of the women in this class reflect the statistics. Many of them have suffered sexual abuse. One woman was raped by all three of her brothers, but her parents refused to believe her. In this week's class, the women focus on using their words to communicate that they're feeling uncomfortable or that they need more personal space.
Thanks for coming out dancing with me, Renee. Don't you love this music?
I love this dance music.
Yeah!
One second. No. You have to get out of my boundaries.
Oh. There you go.
Sorry about that. Mm.
NPR News has agreed to withhold the full names of these women due to both their vulnerability and the sexual trauma they've suffered. 57-year-old Becky says she appreciates getting to learn both about sex and social skills.
I like it.
Yeah. Do you think this is important, this class?
Yes, it is. For all the girls.
Do you wish you'd had this kind of education when you were younger?
Yeah, I wish I knew a long time ago before I had my son.
Becky says she doesn't get to see her son, who she estimates is now 25 years old. He was sent away to foster care.
All right, here we go.
Despite the often tragic stories, the classroom is filled with laughter as the women use theater, painting, movement, and song to build their social skills and their sexual vocabulary. Most of the women are familiar with words for male and female body parts, but when asked if they've heard the word orgasm, the room falls silent. No one knows what it means. So health educator Katie Thune explains it to them.
They're adults. It's okay to have love. They should have that in their life.
Unfortunately, the idea that their developmentally disabled child might have a sexual relationship is often too frightening for parents to contemplate. Some parents, upon reading Upstream Arts curriculum, withdraw their adult children from the class. Executive Director Julie Guidry says the reaction is understandable.
I think that family members want to first make sure that the individual that they are supporting is safe and healthy and well cared for. And kind of at the bottom of the list is the idea that they might have an intimate relationship with somebody.
But 52-year-old Jane has been in a steady relationship for 3 years.
I'm getting a lot out of this class. I'm going out with my boyfriend and I'm getting, what to do in our relationship and what not to do in our relationship.
Jane says she and her boyfriend want to get married and live on their own with occasional staff visits. But first, they need to master some skills, like cooking for themselves. Last year, Claire Benway was a manager at the human service organization Opportunity Partners when she found out about Upstream Arts program and enrolled several of her clients. She describes their work as cutting edge. She says people with disabilities need education around safe boundaries and sexual relationships, but as far as she knows, Upstream Arts is the only program providing it.
Nobody wants to touch it. It's scary. It's hard. It's sensitive. And it's real people. And it can be frightening.
According to a state report, Minnesota is home to approximately 100,000 people with developmental disabilities. Upstream Arts, with its Art of Relationships class, currently serves 30 to 60 women each year. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News.